Welcome to Torah Tzimcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Mishlei Perek Chof Zion, Chapter 27. In this perek, we have themes of arrogance, of anger, of hatred. We also have a theme of relationships, relationships between brothers, and relationships between friends. And then finally, at the end of the perek, we have five pesukim, which are about looking after flocks of sheep. So let's learn some pesukim from each. We'll begin with Psukim Aleph and Beis on the first theme, and these are about overconfidence and arrogance. So firstly, Pasuk Aleph. Al tishalel b'yoy machar, ki lo seda ma yeled yom. Do not glorify yourself or boast of tomorrow, for you do not know what a day will bring about, what will actually happen. Explain the Mefarshim, don't be overconfident about something that you expect to happen tomorrow, or about something that you think you'll accomplish tomorrow, because you actually have no idea what will happen tomorrow. You don't even know what will happen today. None of us even know what the next hour will bring. Life is so full of surprises and so full of new developments, and there is so much that is out of our control. So don't be so confident. Speak modestly about the future. Now the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, gives this pasuk a totally different meaning by linking it to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Al toimar l'chashe efne eshne. Don't say that when I find time, then I'll learn. Then I'll develop my spiritual self. You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, as we just read in our pasuk. So if there's something important that you have to do, a relationship that you need to fix, or someone to whom you need to apologize, or a mitzvah that you want to do, do it now. Don't wait for a good time. Don't wait until you retire to accomplish an important life goal. Live every day with intention and make every day meaningful, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't assume that time is guaranteed. And now let's read Pasuk Beis, which is still on the theme of arrogance or overconfidence. Yehalelcha zar v'loificha, nachri v'al sfasecha. Let a stranger praise you and not your own mouth. Let a foreigner praise you and not your own lips. Even when it comes to the things that you have already accomplished, don't be too self-congratulatory. Rather, let the compliments or the praise come from someone else than yourself. The Malbim says that when we sing our own praises, that's not a measure of what's valuable. It's only when we do positive actions, meaningful things, those are worthy of praise. That counts. To tie that in with the Pasuk, it's only when we do things that if other people would observe them, they would praise them. Yehalel chazar, a stranger would praise you if he saw you doing it. That's what counts. Actions that deserve praise are much, much more significant than the things that we say about ourselves when we're trying to promote ourselves. Our society is very self-promoting, and we're told all the time that we have to sell ourselves. And that's really true in a lot of contexts. If someone's applying for a job, or they're looking for a shidduch, for example, they have to sell themselves. When we write a resume, that's exactly what we're doing. We're selling ourselves. But even in these contexts, our actions and the things that we have done are much more powerful, and they say much more about us than the words that we use to describe ourselves. So as the Malbim says, let your work and your middos and your reputation, let them all speak for themselves. And rather than promoting yourself, build a reputation of integrity and of excellence so that other people will recognize it and will speak about it. Yehalel chazor v'lo ficha. You don't need to speak about this yourself. And the Malbim also comments on the double phrase, Yehalel chazor v'lo ficha. Nachri va'al sfasecha. The stranger also praises you for va'al sfasecha, for the fact that you don't use your own lips to promote your importance, meaning your humility itself becomes something that other people praise. And this is such a true insight. True greatness, it doesn't need self-promotion. It's the opposite. The more silent and the more modest the person is about their accomplishments, the more other people admire them for that, and the more credible their praise is when other people acknowledge it. So to summarize these two psukim, don't be too confident about what you'll accomplish tomorrow because you have no idea. And also, don't praise yourself for the things you have already done. Rather, leave it to others to notice what you have done and to praise you. The next theme in the perek is relationships, and we're going to look at pasuk tes. Shemen uktoris yisamach leiv, or mesek re'ehu me'atzas nofesh. Oil and fragrant incense gladden the heart, and this is similar to the sweetness of one's friend that comes from profound counsel. Meaning sincere, genuine, good advice from a good friend, it's sweet and pleasurable like oil and sweet-smelling fragrance. So the Malbim explains that the heart is the center of the Nefesh Chiyunis. It's the center and the source of our vitality. We've discussed this idea before. So when the heart has a pleasant sensory experience from sweet-smelling oils or from k'tayres, from incense, it's uplifted, it gets a boost. Shemen uk'tayres yisamach lev. Sweet smells uplift us, they give us energy, and they increase our vitality. And this is a mashal. In the same way that sweet smells uplift the heart, sweet advice from a friend also uplifts us and also strengthens our emotional well-being. Now to clarify, the heart doesn't need good smells to survive, it just needs oxygen. It doesn't need pleasant smells to give it vitality. But these fragrant, pleasant smells, they make everything better. They energize us, they give us more vitality, they give us a lift, they give us a boost. In the same way, says the Malbim, we don't need advice from a friend, technically. Hashem has given us everything that we need inside of us, and we can survive with our own intellect and our own intuition. We're all capable of thinking for ourselves, and we all have an internal capacity for reflection. However, he says, just like the sweet smells give the heart a boost of energy, doesn't need it, doesn't need the sweet smells, it can survive on oxygen, but the sweet smell gives it a boost. Our capacity to reflect and to make good decisions is strengthened and increased and boosted when we talk something through with a friend. We can manage on our own, but speaking to a friend gives us perspective and clarity. And it's not that it just adds new information, that it, you know, a friend will tell us something that we didn't know. But speaking to a friend can strengthen our own internal wisdom. It can clarify something that's already brewing in our own minds. It's an amazing thing to experience. Sometimes you can speak something through with a friend and you can realize that you had the answer inside of you all along, but speaking to them and listening to them made it so much clearer for you. So the takeaway from this pasuk is that we're not meant to navigate life alone. Internal reflection is very important, but there's something very transformative about receiving insight from a friend. So don't underestimate the power of sharing your thoughts with someone wise and someone caring. Now the final theme in this parak is a section about looking after flocks. So let's read the psukim from Chaf Gimel to Chaf Zayin and try and understand what this mashal means. Yodaya teida pnei tzaynecha shis libcha la'adorim. You should know the state of your flocks, and you should pay attention to the herds. Kiloi la'olam choysen ve'imnezer ledar vadar. For prosperity is not forever, nor is a crown from generation to generation. Explains and translates Rav Stein Zaltz, wealth doesn't last forever, and therefore one should pay attention to minor prosaic matters also, like taking care of one's flocks, even though that's a dull occupation. Gala chotzer v'nira deshe v'nesfu isvois harim, when the grass sprouts forth and the young grass appears and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in, kvasim lilvushecho omechir sodeh atudim, the wool of the lambs will be for your garments, and he-goats will serve for the price of a field. Goat's milk will suffice for your food, for the food of your household, your entire family, and the milk will also provide nourishment for your maids. This is an extremely intriguing section. What does this mashal mean? What is Shlomo HaMelech talking about when he's encouraging us to know the state of our flocks? So the Alshech says that this is advice for us to go back to basics. Spend time with your flocks instead of living your crazy manic lifestyle. Leave the city and go look after some flocks. Sounds tempting, no? Remember, this is a book about acquiring chochmah. If you want chochmah, he says, you're not going to find it so easily in the bustle of the city. To find that inner wisdom, you need solitude, you need reflection, you need quiet. And when there's too much noise of social engagements and events that you have to attend, and meetings and carpools and lines in the supermarket, and all the time in the background there's that constant pinging of notifications on your phone, there's no space to allow that wisdom in. It's too loud to hear Hashem's voice in your life. It's too loud to be able to reflect on what matters and to evaluate what you're doing with your life. The Alshech reminds us that the Avos were all shepherds. Shepherds spend a lot of time with their flocks, and they do this in desolate places and isolated places, alone, far away from distraction, with a lot of time to think. So if we also want to be able to discover Hashem in our lives, we also need to spend time with flocks. We need to create spaces for reflection, for quiet, for silence from our phones and our emails and our hectic lifestyles. Yodaya teida pnei tzaynecha. Focus on your flock. If you want to gain wisdom, detach from all these distractions. find quiet, find solitude so that you can focus inward. And I found this idea particularly impactful. Then the Me'ah Shiloach, the Ishbitzer, he explains this mashal in a completely different way. He says the mashal of sheep is the concept of being drawn after something. Sheep are drawn after each other. It's an expression that we're all familiar with. Don't just follow like sheep, because sheep are drawn after things. So when Shlomo HaMelech says, know the state of your sheep, he's saying, know what you're naturally drawn after. Know yourself. Be aware of what you're naturally drawn to, of your inner drives, your inner desires. Know your weaknesses. Know your inclination. Know your sheep means know what you're drawn after. Know what your biases are. Know what impacts on your decisions. Know what your blind spots and your weak spots are. And knowing all this about myself and being conscious of my natural tendencies, it helps me understand where do I need more boundaries? Where do I need more self-control? What is the hazard for me? Who are the people that I should maybe avoid? What are the places and things I should rather avoid? So to summarize this subsection, according to the Al-Sheikh, spending time with your sheep is a mashal for creating more quiet in your life so that you can reflect and you can hear the inner voice of Chachma. According to the Ishbitzer, knowing your sheep means know what you're naturally drawn after, know what your natural tendencies are. It's a mashal for emotional and for spiritual self-awareness so that we can make decisions based on Chachma. Thank you for learning together in the merit for Refuah Shelema for Yonina Sima Bas Daphna Hinder and the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all the ill of Klal Yisrael, sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.